I know you're scratched, but were you planning on being available all night tonight in case
you're in a situation like that? If I was needed, I was available to go out there and try to get it done.
Walk me through that at bat.
I figured I was going out there. Felt a lot of emotion and stuff from the crowd. It was really loud in a big situation. Facing last week, so I kind of knew what he had, and I just went up there and tried to put my best swing in.
Was it kind of in the back of your mind that you homered off him last week and kind of know you haven't pitched very much in the league, so you haven't seen a whole lot of him, but, you know, just kind of in the back of your mind there, or was it thinking there before the at-bat?
Yeah, he wasn't in the league long, but I think it was a good thing that we faced him pretty recently, his last outing, actually. So, like I said, faced him, knew what he had, just tried to get my best swing off him. His pitches.
Any pain going around the bases getting the second?
I couldn't even tell you because I was worried about the ball getting down.
How do you explain this run you're on right now?
I don't think I can, and I think that's the best thing about it. Just let it happen. Can't really try to figure out what's going right and what was going wrong before, but now I know what feels good and just trying to stay this way.
Grant, how do you describe the run that Michael's on?
He's the GOAT. Yeah. You know, it's crazy. You know, it's, I feel like every time he goes up there, he gets a hit. It's coming through big time for the guys. I love seeing him.
Grant, were you pleased with your effort tonight?
Yeah. You know, there were some pitches I would love to have back. But, you know, the Harper homer, I got to tip my cap to him. You know, I've been throwing a lot of sliders to him, you know, game before last. And today, I threw one hitter away and he put a good swing on it. Can't do much about that. But, yeah, you know, a couple walks here and there. But, you know, I'm just thankful, you know, I went six innings and, you know, took a little load off the bullpen.
And you got, what did Jeremy Hefner say to you before you faced Schwarber with the bases loaded in the fourth?
It was just more of just go after him. We're attacking him with the cutter, you know, to start off with. We got two strikes, you know, obviously going to the breaker. And, I put it in the right spot, thankfully, and he swung over.
Michael, I know it's early, but, the way all you guys are playing, and also the Phillies, the two-time division champ, y'all are now, I think, 10.5 up on them, and we're still in April. 10.5, yeah. Like we're 9.5 coming in today. How important? I mean, it's a long way to go, but you got to put it, particularly after what happened last year, to kind of be going the other way this year.
Yeah, obviously after last year's start we had, I knew it was hard for us to kind of climb back from that start. But at the same time, my rookie year, we were down like 10.5 games and ended up winning the division. So we can't take that for granted. We got to keep our foot on the necks and keep going throughout the whole season.
Mike, how's your wife and your son doing?
Pretty good. Yeah.
Today was, I'm talking to both of you guys, today was the 200 sellout at Truist. What do you think about that?
I mean, I grew up here, so I love to hear that. Just knowing the fans here really love baseball and love this city, love the team, and I just want to see us win. So as long as we're winning, I know they're gonna try to sell us seats out.
Absolutely.
Go ahead, Frank.
Oh, cool. Yeah. I love seeing from the sold out crowds. It's nice being on the bump with great fans around you. So the more the merrier.
Mike, what about tonight and tomorrow? Just get some rest and see how it feels before.
Yeah, it's kind of the plan. Just get some rest, see how it feels. Got treatment today. Obviously got my one at bat and got out of here, but just come and see how it feels tomorrow.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Thank you.